All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is coming off an enormous game against Philadelphia. He had 6 tackles. He had 2 passes defended. He had 2 INTs, 14 tackles, and those 2 interceptions for the season. 16.1 coverage snaps per reception last season, which was 6th best in the NFL. He was the 98th pick overall in 2015 out of Oregon State. The Steelers are 4-0. They're in first in the AFC North, and they've got a big one at home against Cleveland Sunday. That is a CBS game. My guest is Steelers corner Steven Nelson. Steve, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Hey, listen, I know you're focused on the Browns and that challenge. I'm going to get to that in 1 minute, but I mentioned you had a huge game against Philadelphia. Can you take me back to Sunday first? What was your mindset going into that game, and did you know you had something special in you?
Right, man, just going into that game, man, that whole week of preparation, man, you know, I just pretty much had a chip on my shoulder. Going into it, man, I was working hard all week, trying to get the guys to rally, man, and we knew we had a, you know, big time opponent coming in. And you know, I always bet on myself, so I knew, you know, what I was capable of, man, and, you know, the Chiefs finally, you know, came through for me.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned you had a chip on your shoulder, and when you look at that secondary, something that you and some of the others have talked about is you all feel like you're underdogs. You all feel like you've got a collective chip on your shoulder. Where does that attitude come from, and then how powerful is that when you've got a bunch of guys in that same secondary that have that mentality?
Right. And that mentality is just something that, you know, the Steelers defense has had historically. You know, just, you know, go out there and, you know, make big plays and, you know, all rally to the ball. You know, that same camaraderie like you've seen on the past Steelers defenses, man. You know, it's just something that, you know, organizations, they, you know, that's instilled in us. And to answer your question, man, about, you know, everybody in the secondary with that net, you know, to be great, you know, and feel like underdog. I think that's special, you know, to have everybody on the same page and, you know, want to, you know, be a playmaker each and every game.
Steven Nelson joining us. You know, the people who know, however, as an example, Pro Football Focus had you as a top 10 cornerback in the NFL last season, and your numbers stack up really well against the other guys who are Pro Bowlers. So do you feel like you're starting to get the respect that you deserve, or do you feel like people are still sleeping on you?
Yeah, people are still sleeping on me, man. But, you know, it just comes with the territory. You know, I haven't had enough splash plays. And I recognize that, and it seems like, you know, that's what it's about. You know, you don't get splash plays, and you don't get the recognition, you know. So, you know, that was my whole motto coming into this season, was to make a lot more splash plays than I had last season. Even though last year, you know, I didn't really give up, you know, too much. But, you know, when it all counts, I mean, at the end, when it comes to, you know, the stats and all that kind of stuff, you know, they look at the splash plays over everything.
See, the thing about that is, though, you can't make those plays. You can't make those splash plays if they're not testing you. For instance, last season, you didn't get a whole lot of chances for interceptions because teams were not going your way. Instead, it was Joe Hayden who got the INTs. So teams, if they're not throwing at you, it's a sign of respect. But is there a part of you that wants to say, hey, man, can you test me? I can't make a play if you don't come at me.
Yeah, man. It is part of the game, man. You know, you just got to, you know, be patient and wait your turn, man. That's what I learned in this league, man. You know, things don't, you know, happen when you want them to. They just kind of happen, you know, as time goes on. You know, like last week, I got 2 interceptions. You know, I went into a game, you know, I always wanted to make a big play, but it's like I'm not going to beat myself up about it, you know, to the point where if I don't make a big play, you know, I get down on myself. You know, you just got to, you know, certain things have to just come to you, you know what I mean?
Exactly right. You can't force it. You can't force that kind of thing. You have to wait for it to come to you. Steven Nelson joining us. You know, when you signed with Pittsburgh, you touched on this. There's this great, great Steelers tradition, especially defensively. Over the years when I've done this, Steve, I've talked to so many guys, and they all talk about it. When you signed with Pittsburgh as a free agent in 2019, what was it about the opportunity there that appealed to you so much? Why did you like that fit?
Man, I was a Steelers fan just because of the defense. I always like, you know, the way they play, their physicality on the defensive side of the ball. And just also, you know, just looking at, you know, what they had, you know, the type of talent they had. You know, we don't even got to talk about it. We got a lot of great guys up front rushing. You know, we got great guys in the secondary. So, you know, I just saw like a good fit for me to come in and, play a role in the defense.
You know, it's one thing for you to see the fit. It's another for them to approach you the way they did. And what I mean by that is this is not a franchise that normally goes out and makes big signings in free agency. So what did it mean to you that they targeted you and they made you a big offer?
It meant a lot, man. You know, my agent kind of explained that, and I was actually, you know, surprised. Like, wow, I don't really know the history of stuff like that. You know, so, you know, I'm just very blessed and, fortunate that these guys, you know, saw, you know, something that in me to come out and help this team.
Steven Nelson joining me for another moment or so. And then, of course, you got the Browns coming to your place on Sunday. That is a big game. As you look at the film and you get ready for that game, what is the number one key to slowing them down?
Definitely stopping the run. They do that very well. They got, you know, a plethora of good running backs on the offensive side of the ball, man. So definitely stopping that run game, you know, can be good for us.
Steelers 4-0 on the year. They're in first in the AFC North, and they've got a big one. They're at home against Cleveland on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, CBS game. Steelers Corner, Steven Nelson, our guest. Steve, great to have you on. Thanks so much. Good luck. Good to talk to you. Great talking to you too, Van Smack.